When Representative Kito visited Haines on April 3rd, he talked to Roy Josephson, one of two local foresters who are at risk of losing their jobs with proposed state budget cuts. Here's Kito.
I'm going to keep working to make sure that it doesn't happen. Of course, I can't guarantee anything, but it's one of those things where a job lost in Haines is like 100 jobs or more being lost in Anchorage.
On the same day that Kito was in Haines, Representative Dennis Egan was in Juneau on the Senate floor. He introduced an amendment to the state operating budget that would restore funding for one of the Haines forester positions.
This amendment is a small amendment, but it makes a big difference in my district. We'd have no boots on the ground. And Mr. President, the Haines State Forest is a model of multiple use. We should hold it up as the right way to manage a whole lot more of Alaska's lands.
But the amendment didn't pass. 5 senators voted for it, 15 were against it. At the end of the day, the Senate passed a budget proposal that kept in the dramatic cuts to the State Division of Forestry, which the House originally proposed.
We're actually going to be, laying off close to 35 or 36 employees division-wide. And unfortunately, the Haines are two of those positions.
Chris Mache is the director of the Division of Forestry. He says he's looking at all corners of the division for pockets of money to move to Haines.
We realize we really need to have at least a position in Haines, even though it might have to be a seasonal position. The problem is, of course, I don't have a lot of extra funds. I'm pretty confident we can probably pull a rabbit out of the hat and figure out a seasonal position.
Mache says that seasonal position would be for about 6 or 8 months out of the year. He says scraping together money for one full-time position is not likely, and it's especially unlikely for both of the forester positions.
Yeah, right now what we're looking at is trying to retain one seasonal position.
Mache says Haines is one of the communities that will be hardest hit by the forestry cuts, since it basically zeroes out the entire local forest management. Without a Haines forester, timber sales and other forestry duties would need to be remotely managed.
We can do some of that oversight from afar, but that's not the the best way to do that, but we can make it work if we have to do it from either Ketchikan or Juneau.
Mache says Haines has also been one of the most vocal communities in expressing concern about the forestry cuts. But with the kind of funding shortfall he's facing, he doesn't think there's much else that can be done except trying for that seasonal position. Senator Egan's legislative staff says the senator plans to keep pushing for reallocation of forestry funds to Haines. Kito is on the same page.
My goal will be to work with DNR to make sure that we have people on the ground in Haines where we actually have a forest, and that's one of those things that's really important, I think, for our state. We do have a forestry division, and where we actually are touching that forest, we need to have people on the ground. My goal is to work with the department to make sure they understand that and find ways within the funding that they have to make that happen.
Mache says throughout the budget process, he's kept in touch with the two Haines foresters who could lose their jobs. He knows losing just one job is significant for a small community like Haines.
So we feel it. We understand, and we're trying to be empathetic about this and as smart as we can about where we have to take reductions.
He said those aren't easy decisions to make. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.